what not to do. Ignoring the spouse, romanticizing absence, or missing family pain. When motorcycle chaplains begin serving around clubs and rider communities, one of the easiest mistakes is to focus so strongly on the rider culture that they fail to see the strain in the family system. This often happens in three ways: ignoring the spouse, romanticizing absence, and missing family pain. Let's start with ignoring the spouse. Sometimes a chaplain gets so focused on building trust with riders or club leaders that the wife, widow, girlfriend, or mother becomes almost invisible. The chaplain may greet her politely, but all the deeper attention goes to the rider. Over time, that sends a message. The visible man is the real ministry, and everyone else is secondary. That is not wise chaplaincy. A spouse may be carrying fear, loneliness, practical stress, emotional fatigue, or private resentment. She may also be loyal and deeply supportive. But support does not cancel strain. If a chaplain ignores her, the chaplain may miss one of the clearest windows into what the family is carrying. Now let's talk about romanticizing absence. Sometimes chaplains talk as though being gone often, living for the road, or giving the best emotional energy to the club is always noble. Motorcycle life may involve real brotherhood and purpose. But chaplains should never speak as though family sacrifice costs nothing. A child may love the rider and still feel uncertainty. A wife may smile in public and still feel second place. Parents may sound calm while quietly fearing the next call. If a chaplain romanticizes this, the chaplain becomes less truthful and less useful. Now let's talk about missing family pain. Family pain is often quiet. A spouse may keep functioning. A son may become sarcastic instead of sad. A daughter may go quiet. A grieving parent may sound angry when what they really are is overwhelmed. If a chaplain only listens for obvious breakdown, deeper pain may be missed. From a ministry sciences perspective, families often adapt around stress. One person overfunctions. Another withdraws. Another jokes. Another gets sharp. These patterns can look normal from the outside while carrying real burden underneath. So what should a chaplain not do? Do not assume the spouse is fine because she is quiet. Do not assume the children are unaffected because they are not speaking. Do not assume public loyalty means private peace. Do not talk as though risk, absence, and strain are all part of some noble story. Do not make the rider the center of every conversation when others are clearly carrying weight too. And do not use spiritual language to skip over hard reality. Saying things like, "she knew what she signed up for," can wound when used to dismiss pain. The better path is to pay attention. Notice who is not speaking. Notice who is always carrying others. Ask respectful questions. Offer care without intrusion. A chaplain can say, "I know this affects more than one person," or, "how has this season been on your family?" Or, "I want to make sure the people around the rider are not overlooked." Motorcycle chaplaincy is not only about understanding the road. It is also about understanding the people who live with what the road brings home. If you ignore the spouse, romanticize absence, or miss family pain, you may still look active in ministry, but you will not be seeing clearly. And chaplaincy without clear sight can do more harm than good.